Neil, it's been a valiant run, the last four wins. With the amount of injuries and the players you lost during the course of that game, was it just a bridge too far, really, for that group of players?
Just one of them.
Once I lost Fezu, I mean, Fezu's mother, Ramadan, so he's obviously fasting. Thought he could get through it, really tired. We had to sacrifice him at half-time, he had no energy, and then I get the news that Donners has done his groin. So you're going, right, now what? You've already lost Potts, Ennis, Griffiths, Woolerton, you know, for the season. And it just seems to be the story of our season, James. And I know people can say they're looking for excuses, but it's got to the point where if I don't laugh about it, I'll cry, because I'm running around second half. I'm trying to put Jan in centre mid. Doddy's then got to come off fatigued. I've got Keegan, who are both tens or wide men, playing centre of the park. I've got, you know, young Jan makes a mistake for the goal and his head's all over the show. You're looking around at kids and, you know, apart from Curtis and Dano, I thought were excellent. We're operating with 18, 19-year-olds, and it's hard. But that doesn't mean that they're a bad group. They've been absolutely unbelievable, James, to work with. You know, credit to them. They've gone to South Shields. They've won four on the spin. We've just fallen short today, and I don't know if that's pressure. I don't know if it's the occasion. I don't know if it's the result filtering around that Radcliffe, you know, we're making a draw. I don't know. But all we can do is learn from it, because that's why they are the age they are, and I'm sure that they've got big careers at this level of football, and hopefully FC United. But what it does show, James, is that we're crying out for reinforcements, and exactly what I just said on the microphone to the fans.
It is frustrating, because you've actually got, you've listed the names. Griffiths, who was so good last Saturday, for example, and you've got Donaghy, but you take all of them away and then you lose the players. It's you've not really got a big leader on the pitch, have you, in the middle of the park?
No, I haven't. I mean, you know, Potsy would have had an oldie, but Doddy captained the side today, but, you know, it was just too big of a game because he was tired, and obviously we know issues are there. You know, you lose Adonis, who's your leader. You lose Griff, who's your leader. You lose Ennis, who's your leader. You know, look at the ones who've already gone as well. And you're looking around and you're thinking, go on, something to happen, but, you know, credit Stafford, they were workmanlike, they stuck to the game plan. It worked, and our little gems just didn't turn up today. You know, they just didn't turn up, but they have turned up over the last few weeks. And, you know, like I said, you know, with the age group of 18, 19, 20-year-olds, you're going to go and have inconsistency. So unless you're prepared to pay £500-600 for the best wings in the league, your form's going to dip. So young Dante Gabadon today, young Keane Baroo, they're fantastic players. They've just dipped slightly today, James, and that's all right. But that's all right, because they're going to be really good players.
And but linking with what you just said, isn't it also something to do with that Stafford had a very sort of effective spoiling sort of style, which for inexperienced players was maybe more difficult to. You needed a Potts in there too.
We needed a spark today. We needed a lift, and I think everyone in the dressing room felt it. When Donner's come off, it's another, you know, and listen, for as good as Mike Donoghue is, he's an unbelievable player. He's no good to me or FC United when he's on the bench 60% of the season. So, you know, we want Michael Donoghue back here and fit, and there's nothing better than him. But what I can't as a manager now is going building a team around him if we can't get him fit. And that's the crux of it. You know, Donner's is the best player in the league. I've no doubt about it. We want him about, but I can't be reliant on Michael. So we've got to look to get the reinforcement. So when he can play, he will play. And when he's fatigued or he's carrying a niggle, we've got something else to go in there. But you've seen today, we didn't have anything else. And you know, that's due to injuries. But it is what it is, James.
Okay, what about next week? Would you, none of them, I mean, would Potts be back? Can
Potts
he play?
Back, yeah, Potts is back next week. And I've just said to them, we're going to have a horrible night. Because mathematically, all right, it was nearly impossible. But I knew Radcliffe had dropped points today, and they have done. And you know, he could have gone to the last game of the season just for the entertainment value, just to show people that we can give a fist of it. And we've just, whether or not the injuries have caught up us, or whether or not the fatigue caught up on us, whether or not the occasion caught up on us, we just underperformed. And it was lethargic, it was slow. But I'm not going to criticise them, because they've given absolutely everything. And if that, you know, if that comes on the back of 10 goals against Bamber Bridge and Ashton, and everyone thinks, oh, FC will go and win today, maybe you come down to earth with a bump, and you know, that's the double that Stafford have done over us. And it certainly is a bump today, and another Saturday 3 o'clock game that we haven't won. But I said to Ben before, James, you know, I think going into this game, I think we'd only lost one in 10 at home. We had a really good record. So it hurts, it really hurts tonight. I'm not going to be able to shrug this one off. It hurts, because I just knew Radcliffe would drop points. just finally, James, obviously the support of Broadhurst Park all season has been amazing. I don't know what the crowd was.
2,000 today.
It's incredible. And, you know, I know that everyone behind the scenes is working their backsides off to generate more money for the planes. I know that, you know, there's a substantial amount of work going on, but we're not out of the woods yet. But it's kind of that magic plea to everybody that we want to build this squad, we want to get our recruitment right, we don't want a revolving door, we want to build a squad of 20. And, you know, I'm hoping over the summer we can do that, but we wouldn't be able to do it, James, without the fans that we've had this season. And, you know, credit, my final credit goes to obviously the ground staff, because we haven't lost the game here all season. And you look at the pitch now, it's absolutely immaculate, and, you know, a lot of work goes in. You know, the things that people don't see, a lot of work goes in. So just a big thank you to everybody who plays a part on match day at Broadhurst Park. You know, everybody, I say staff, you know, not volunteers, we're all staff. We all work in, you know, from yourselves and all the way through. It's just a big, big thank you. And I'm sorry that we couldn't just make today a little bit more memorable and get a win last game of the season, and or last home game of the season, and take it to Gainsborough. But
done for the last few games where you actually made a fist of it, because it was after Marine, it was almost that the world was over.
I'll be honest, Neil, before you go, right? South Shields away was brilliant. Bamber Bridge last weekend was brilliant. And Ashton United was the best game of the season thus far. I've never seen football played at Hurst Cross, and we changed that on Monday. So I think that's what we should take into the summer.
I'll take that into the summer. Yeah, thanks, Ben.
No worries.
Thank you. Cheers, guys. Neil.